Welcome back, amazing woman of God. Welcome to the She's Called and Confident podcast. Now, I'm going to start off by saying a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I released a podcast episode talking about all about knowing if you've been called to business, signs that you have been called to business. And let me just apologize, first of all, because I received a message from so many of you that you guys could not access the recording. Like, you would click play and it just would not play. Somehow the error came on my end with my audio file. And when I tried to upload it, it was not uploading. So I had to delete that episode because it was no bueno. And now this is the second time me recording this podcast episode. I really do feel the need, the desire to talk about signs that you may be called to business, because what I find is that so many amazing women of God second guess question themselves constantly. Is this what God wants me to do? And I love the responses that I get from you. Like, I just want to make sure that I am falling in the will of God, that I'm not doing something that I'm not supposed to do. I want to assure you, sister, that is exactly the type of attitude and the type of heart that the Father looks for. He looks for somebody willing and desiring to be used by Him. And it does not matter what it is that you are going just to be obedient wholeheartedly because you love Him so much. And I just want to commend you for that. And so this whole thing about being called to business, I saw this quote once online a few years ago and I absolutely fell in love with it. It says, never start a business to make money. Start a business to make a difference. And wow, I'm blown away. And it's the truth, because at the core of it, at the center of it, businesses and entrepreneurship solve problems. You come up with an idea that is a pain point for somebody, and your product or your service is the solution for them. So you are helping people out. And I think, and this, I know you understand where I'm coming from, because you are that type of person that you just want to make a difference. You want to use your skills, your talents, your passion for the kingdom of God and monetize those ideas, monetize the business that God has placed inside of you. And so I hope that this episode helps you, bring some clarity to you, so that you could fully operate in freedom in all that God has called you to do. And so I remember for myself, at a very young age, this is as far back as I can remember any type of entrepreneurship desire, is that when my mom had yard sales, and I'm talking about I was probably 5 years old, I would make a stand, and instead of making it like a lemonade stand, I would have a Kool-Aid stand, which is funny. And I would sell like little cups of Kool-Aid. I would make Kool-Aid and I would sell it for 50 cents or so. And people, as they were yard selling, and it was like in the warmer weather and the hot weather, they would come and they would purchase a drink, because they were just like there and they were hot, they were thirsty, and so they would get either the Kool-Aid or sometimes I would have water. And so I always love to remember that, like, just, man, ever since I was a little girl, I've had little inclinations of wanting to sell things. And I just want you to reflect on your life. What is your initial business, like, when did your business idea started spark within you? Okay. And so I hope that some of these things helps you bring a little bit more clarity. These are signs to know if God is calling you into business. Sign number one is if you love learning and the whole personal development, like, world. Like, you love to grow, you love to better yourself, and you're just constantly finding ways to learn and to grow and to come better as a human being. I find that many people who are entrepreneurial fall under this category, that just comes easy for them. It comes effortlessly. They don't have to look for it. They naturally are drawn to the things that are going to help them develop and help them grow into the better versions of themselves. Now, that's not to say that if you're in a career or in ministry, you don't love that. But I do see this in a lot of entrepreneurs, like they thrive off of growing environments. Sign number two is that you love to come up with new ideas, and that gets you so excited. It's almost like you have this creativity inside of you that comes while you're driving, that comes while you're taking a shower, that comes unexpectedly, and you have just ideas floating out of you. The creativity is just natural. You don't have to act. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to sit really hard. Ideas just come to you. Sign number three is if you feel you don't fit in a traditional career setting. Now, I'm not talking about like, oh, I hate my job, or I don't like where I'm at, the environment is toxic. I'm talking about you've experienced in your personal life that the traditional workforce just does not fit you. It does not mold you. It does not matter where you are. You are that type of person that you know you were created to be a business owner, and you want to fly with your creativity and monetize it and really make a difference with the income that you are making through your business, through your ideas, and also sustain your lifestyle through that. Okay. Sign number four. Now, this one's pretty common, and you might be like, really? But it's truly this simple. If God has given you the desire for business, He's not just gonna put desires in you for you not to make them happen or for you to just be suffering in silence. I want that to be in your forefront. He is not simply just gonna be giving you constant desires for you just to be like holding them and hoarding them inside of you, not ever being able to fully flourish into all that you are capable of. Amen. Amen, sis. Okay, the next sign is that hard work, like it just doesn't scare you. You are willing to do the work to make your vision a reality. I see the problem here is that you're willing to do the work, but it's the battlefield of your mind. You're going back and forth thing of like wanting to burn your business idea to the ground and then going all in. And then like second guessing, God, is this really for me? Did you really call me? And then going all in. You go into this back and forth thing of excitement, second guessing. Excitement, second guessing. The enemy is just going to take advantage of you because he don't want you to succeed in your ideas. He don't want you to give birth to the vision that God has placed inside of you. And so you need to put a stake in the ground. Let your yeses be yeses. And so if you already know, like, yes, this desires, just they just do not go away. You know, for me, I have to say I wish I would have picked up the red flag sooner. And I want you to, as I'm telling you a little bit about my story, I want you to reflect back in your life. From a very early on, as a young girl, I knew I wanted to be a social worker. And when I went to college, some of the classes that I absolutely loved were communication, business oriented, idea oriented. I wish I would have picked up on this sooner because I love helping people. It is my passion, right? But it is also my passion to come up with ideas and follow that process and seeing them come to life. Business excites me. It's if I leave it alone for a season in my life, it just naturally I go back to it no matter what I do. No matter if I started off with a network marketing and then a nonprofit, another network marketing and then coaching business. And then I took a break to, you know, take care of my health. And I'm back here again with new, fresh ideas, feeling very vibrant, feeling myself like I am at home here. And so I want you to just take a reflection in yourself. You know what I mean? Are you that type of person? And are you, this is the last sign, naturally more optimistic with ideas like saying, I believe that this is possible. Whereas you see those a little bit more pessimistic persons that are rather just play it safe, rather not, like they rather not go for the ideas. But here you are full of optimism. Here you are full of life, saying this is 100% possible. I just need to dedicate my time. I just need to, you know, do A, B, and C, consult with God, have him guide my steps as I co-lead this business idea with him. As I said before, I believe that your struggle is this back and forth things, being all in your business and then second guessing, God, is this what you have called me to do? If you have any of the following things that I had mentioned, have the assurance with inside of you, have the confidence that God has given you an assignment in this field. And I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with three beliefs that you need in order to be successful in your business. I learned this from an earlier mentor of mine in the business world. Belief number one is that you need to believe in the product or service that you are selling. Is that going to make a difference in the life of somebody? Let's say you are in network marketing. Is your product or your business partnership going to make a difference in somebody else's life? Do people need it? Let's say you are a coach. Let's say you have a podcast. Do you believe wholeheartedly that that service is going to change somebody's life? You need to believe in what you are doing, because if not, your business will only grow so far. Your business will not be able to succeed to the potential it has. Belief number two, and this one's a good one. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe wholeheartedly that God has called you and you have the capabilities inside of you to bring transformation and results in the lives of other people. God has called you to this and he is going to be with you 100%. I love the scripture when it talks about in your weakness, his power is made perfect. So have confidence in your weakness. Have confidence because you know that now you are relying in this divine supernatural power of the Holy Spirit guiding you every single step of the way. And that should just give you all the confidence in the world to just step out boldly, that you have what it takes to help somebody else. And the last belief is that you actually do need to believe in your client. You need to have a level of belief that they are going to come to you, that they are capable of doing the results. Because let's say I have a wonderful product, right? But if I'm almost not believing that my client could get the results or not believing in my client, I am going to, like, that transfer of energy, that belief is going to transfer in my content. It's going to transfer in my marketing, whether I'm saying it or not. It's just something that's unspoken, and you're going to repel people. And those three beliefs working together, the belief in the product or service you're selling, the belief in yourself, and the belief in your client, work hand in hand for you to bring on results and success in your business calling. You have been called to this. It is time for you not to second guess it and co-labor, co-dream, and co-steward this beautiful vision that God has given you. My sis, share this podcast episode with somebody if it really did speak to you. I also have coaching calls available, single coaching calls. So if you need any support with just really getting out of your own way and gaining the clarity, gaining the confidence, the mindset in order to step into the fullness of your calling, schedule a call with me. It's a no long-term commitment, but it's going to give you that quick result that you are looking for. Okay, my sis? I will leave all that information down in the show notes for you to enjoy. And I can't wait for me to hear more on what you thought of this podcast episode. Go ahead and connect with me on my Instagram at I Am Yolanda King. I'll talk to you very soon. Talk to you until the next podcast episode. Love you. Bye.